Dear Chicago. Down south.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. Oh. This is episode 530.
Oh, this is Ricky.
Listening pleasure. This is Roger.
Look at you taking over. Large and in charge.
Okay, say large and in charge?
Small and ballin'.
What up, everyone?
Someone has their headphones on like they are recording a studio album. Don't get me laughing too hard, please.
It's at makeshift Mariah Carey studio.
Oh, yeah. Where's the fans?
The studio.
The and them babies.
They're outside.
And them babies.
And the babies are outside.
You might hear them.
Yeah, you might.
They're kind of pissy because they can't be in the room right now.
They're a little whiny.
Whiny.
So welcome. How are you this week? How have you been?
Oh, it's
what's up?
What's up,
cool mom?
Mm-hmm. What's up, cool mom? I'm a cool mom. Not much. Just same shit. I'm really busy at work and trying to get through life. You?
Sick. Really sick.
I mean, can I get a bubble, please?
Yeah. Actually, I feel a lot better than I did like Tuesday. What did we talk about?
Every time.
What did we talk about?
Do not.
That's exactly you what guys, we talked about.
I'm literally, my back's against the wall. It looks like he's going to attack me.
So I was sick, like on Tuesday, I literally thought I was going to die. Like, and I still went to work because ain't nobody got time to use PTO for sickness. Unless it's diarrhea or you're vomiting.
You're a pussy.
Yeah.
No, I use
so
it all
I just
the time.
Self-medicated. I self-medicated the shit out of me. I think Tuesday night is when I got really sick. I was at work and I wasn't feeling good. And then I stopped. Well, first,
rewind.
I want to say thank you to the Florida fucking meth heads that do not allow us to get Sudafed when we need it the most.
Without like blood.
Or you can get it. It's just that you have to give your driver's license, your thumbprint, your signature.
Little sperm sample.
I go to Walgreens and I'm like, I need, well, you have to get the cards now. You can't just pick up the product.
Right. That sucks. I hate that.
So.
Because then it's some fucktard behind that's like trying to get their pharmaceutical license.
Right. So, of course, I get the cards.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Cards. How many did you pick up?
Well, I got cough syrup and Sudafed.
Got
like, for, you know, I needed something for nighttime and something for daytime.
You know, they took away Theraflu because it was.
Oh, God.
Same problem.
No.
Yeah.
So you have to get it over.
No, they don't have it. They took it off the market completely.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Big Fatty's going to be really upset because I think that's what he uses.
On a daily?
Not daily.
No.
But when he gets sick. So.
Excuse me. We're clearly bouncing off
right.
each other.
So I get to the counter. Of course, there's like 10 people in front of me. And I'm like, motherfucker, I need this medicine like now, not later, not when I get home.
Do I look good?
Like, I should have had it 10 minutes ago. So I finally get up
a
to the counter.
Exaggerating.
I finally get up to the counter and they already give you the look like meth head. Like, that's automatically what they assume.
That is too funny.
And she's like, do you have your driver's license? Because you can't get these unless you have your driver's license.
What is that? This would be me.
So, I'm like,
that should be our picture.
I have my driver's license. I give it to her. And she's like, of course, the pharmacist was there. Is it okay to take this and this together? First of all, I didn't fucking ask you. Second of all, if I wanted to, like, kill myself with this, believe me, I would need a lot more than this.
Right.
And the pharmacist is like, well, you really shouldn't take them together, but you could take them separately, one during the day, one at night.
What are you talking?
Like, whatever. I didn't ask for counseling.
What did you... Oh, I see. She was saying whether you should take the
the Sudafed with the cough syrup because they both had methamphetamines in it or whatever it's called. I don't know what that
you just took some because I gave you Tylenol.
Yeah. Well,
you're going to be, if I would have given you three, you would have been probably high as high off, as a kite.
Yeah. No. Believe me, I've taken a lot more than that.
I'm sure you have.
Prescribed. And it doesn't do anything but irritate your stomach. So I had to give her my driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to sign your name.
Sign your
and then you have to give your address. And then
it's so stupid.
Yeah. And then she's like, you've been approved for these two for the month. You can't get any more until the month's over. I'm like, bitch, why didn't you tell me that? I would have got like a 40 pack. I only got 20.
Fuck. So now I'm gonna I can only make like one stack of meth.
I'm gonna stand outside holding up a sign that says, could you please buy me Sudafed? Because I don't have permission. And it's not like you can go to Walgreens and then go to a CVS and then go to a Walmart.
No, because it's all,
connected. Well, I wouldn't go to a Walmart anyway. There's not one here. Target.
Ew. I always feel like I get a rash or something when I'm there.
You know, the last time, have you been to the Target on North Avenue? Like West?
No. Thank you. No.
My God.
Oh, it's trashy. Have you ever been in the one in Addison near California? That used to be my go-to one. Can you say gross?
That's far away. Well, that's just as far. That's like almost out of the city, right?
No. Addison, California.
That's not a Walmart there, is it?
Not a Walmart. It's a Target. We were talking about Target.
Oh, Target. No, I'm talking about Walmart.
Oh,
the Walmart on North Avenue. Like almost, it's right out of the city limits.
Yeah. So I haven't been to that one, but I've passed it going to Oak Park. Yeah, that is a nightmare.
So scary.
Yeah. It's not any better than the one on Tui. Let's be clear.
Tui
on Central. Oh my God!
That's like past the highway, right?
Yeah. Okay. I think that's where I feel like that's where the pictures. A lot of the pictures come from.
People from Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm pretty sure most of them come from the South.
Well, I'm sure they do.
And Arkansas,
right?
Which I guess is the South. But
what's your thing with Arkansas? I mean, what up?
Well, that's like where their home offices
are. That's where Hillary and Bill came from.
Well, we
Let's
love
be
them.
A little respectful.
We love them. Mm-hmm. They were probably adopted and sent, you know, moved there.
Don't make me spit out my green
expensive
monster
coffee.
Tea.
What is it?
It's my matcha.
Oh, can I smell it?
You can taste them.
Well, I don't want to taste it because I'm sick.
Don't taste it.
It smells like seaweed.
Well, it's because matcha, if people don't know.
Save me a little bit of it, and then when we go out.
Yeah.
I'll taste it.
It's basically ground up tea leaves. The Japanese have been using it for years, and it's supposed to like help you with energy, like center you in terms of like make you pay attention.
So how much do you have to drink of that? Because obviously you either just started or it's not working.
What? See, I didn't touch anything. There we go.
You touched something.
I did not. My hand was right here.
You touched something.
I did not.
Look, maybe see, was, up.
We found the culprit. We need to get wireless headphones.
I don't think your microphone's working. Hold on.
Hello.
Yes, it's working.
Oh, it's fucking goddamn set up. So yeah,
is it sweet?
Yeah, it's a latte.
So you can get this at Starbucks?
Bitch, what does that say?
Well, I don't know if you just had the cup. I've never heard of it at Starbucks. Is it just green tea?
Hold on. There we go. Did not touch it. I just touched it now.
Okay.
We're having issues.
We're going to find you a microphone. Yeah. Actually, we'll find you one just like this. Oh, hi.
excuse me?
Are you hungies?
I'm sorry, y'all.
So you just ordered this. Is it a green tea latte?
Yes. It's a green tea latte with no sugar added. And there it goes again. What the fuck? Sorry, guys. We're having.
I don't think they can hear that part.
Technical.
Oh, my God.
Ah!
Hold on. Let's stop this for a second. Hold on. Okay, and we're back, and we're gonna get to the mall. All
right, we're gonna go Bye. Fold scarves.
Bye.
We're back. Anyway, so
green tea.
Yes. Okay. So back in the green tea, which I'm so excited that we're talking about this because the first time he gave me access to. Foul Monkey's Facebook page, I accidentally posted something about matcha, which is a Japanese green tea, And he was like, why are you posting that Green Hulk looking shit on my page? I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, I don't know. It just looks like green puke. And I'm like, I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I was new to this.
And then I was like, you're fired.
She did. And then she rescinded.
And then you
that.
Cried.
She thinks I cried.
And then you sang, you try to sing me. Yeah, no, out loud. No, that's not. Oh, no, that's not what you should do.
He's so mean to me, you guys. So mean to me.
Well, can you like turn it this way?
Got it.
There we go. You got it.
Oh, Lord.
So, we have a few things. I went out. Motherfucker.
Did not touch anything.
I wonder if it's the microphone.
Hello? Oh, it's on. Wait. Hello? Okay.
Oh.
Hello?
There it might go. Be the microphone. It could be. We're going to work on that.
We're working on.
Because you said you have like $1 million in Amazon gift cards.
I have 75 and I already have a cart full of shit.
Oh, okay. So you need to make decisions. What's important to you?
Well, now that we're speaking, I did make Not we got a hot mic here.
Yeah,
hot mic.
Maybe it's the popping that you're doing.
Pop. That's not the fucking popping. Whoa. Anyway, so what was I gonna add? Speaking of Amazon, I created a wish list. My first wish list. Yay! It's probably the most expensive wish list anybody has ever made. But I made one. I was like, well, since it's a
wish list, but it's been a long time since somebody purchased anything from it.
Well, I'll put a microphone on there or two or five.
Okay. Or five. We need five microphones.
Right. Because, you know, we may have a celebrity or five in here.
Oh, okay.
Who knows?
Yeah. It's not going to happen.
And I'm out.
Oh, again. Fuck. Hold on. Okay, and we're back.
And we're back. We went to the mall and we went back.
Right. We folded a bunch of scarves for free.
For free.
Because we didn't have anything else better to do.
Right. And they gave us a scarf for free.
So we fixed this, and Roger's like, we should start over. I was like, it's been 12 minutes. I don't think so.
Just hateful.
Just, I'm sorry. Can't do it.
Hateful.
So what do we got to talk about today?
Oh, we have a lot of shit to talk about.
Oh, one conflict. Did you just update it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably why. I took off the black.
Racist.
All right.
Oh, okay. So where do we want to go? I did not listen. You have something note on your notes that I have not listened to yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No. None of them. I know. I haven't. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I've been sick.
Amazing.
You can still talk about them if you want, or unless you want to wait.
All right, so let's
know what? We can listen to it on the way to the mall. Do you have it on CD or anything yet?
No, we can throw YouTube on.
Okay.
And listen through it.
All right.
So we're going
to... We will be discussing Mariah Carey's remix songs on Wednesday. Our live show, 5:48 at 8 p.m. Central
So we're going to try to do something new, I think. We just need to test it. Yes, we're going to try to have...
A live
call. We're going to do one first to see how it works out. And if it works out well, then we will invite other people to call in live.
How this works is we have the Google open here.
Mm-hmm.
That person will call, and I think it records it. I'm not for sure.
So it won't actually be live.
Actually, it'll be live. But we actually will plug this into your computer and that person will call through here and then this will record it and then she'll be able to hear us talk.
Got it. God, it's so complicated, y'all.
So complicated.
I mean, it's like rocket fucking science.
But she
can
use her regular phone if she calls.
Well, what the fuck was she going to do? Well, two cans and a string?
Well, sorry, you know what? Pop it. You know what? No.
All right. So first, let's appease our, our housewife reality TV fans.
Oh, yes.
Let's get that out of the way first.
Because I don't know anything. Short. I don't watch it.
Right. Looking. Anybody saw the last episode?
I haven't seen it.
It was pretty. I'm really hooked.
Ooh, really?
So bad.
Wait, can we like watch it just one weekend? How many episodes is
that? I think it was 8 or 9. It was a very short like first season.
So we could do like a girls weekend. And just like hang out and braid each other's hair.
My friends are leaving for vacation. They're going to Hawaii, and mm-hmm. I'll be taking care of their dogs, so you can come over and we can watch it all there.
Oh, and they live off the Purple Line, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we...
Yeah. Okay, so Looking was really... The ending was really sad, kind of. Like, it was... It made me a little bit... It made me cry, because he broke up with one of his... the guy that he was dating, and I say dating very... I use dating very loosely. Mm-hmm. And he hooked up with his boss, who he was had a thing for, which is a British guy who's so fucking cute. And then it just sort of ended there. And it was really sad because he was kind of crying. Because
there's going to be a second season.
Obviously. Avi. Okay, so Housewives. Oh, my God. So
what's happening,
shit
sister
is
girl?
About to go down tomorrow.
Melinda, are you listening?
All right, Melinda. Oh, my God. Melinda, you are so cute. I love you. You are so pretty. Anyway, it's wow. Tomorrow's reunion is the first episode, and it's going to be off
which
the
reunion?
Chain. Beverly Hills.
I don't think I like those bitches. Like, when I watched all of them, those are the ones I did not like.
Really? Okay, so there's New York.
No, I didn't like them either.
There's New York, Beverly Hills,
Atlanta.
There's Atlanta, there's the Miami, and then there's the other one in California, which I can't remember. It's like...
Hollywood or...
No. It's... Oh, my God. I can't remember.
Palm Springs?
No.
Oh.
The dogs are really interesting in here. I can't remember what's the other franchise. Fuck. And it's got... Woo! She does that. I can't remember what the name of it. Anyways, by far my favorite is Atlanta and Beverly Hills. Those are my
Beverly
top.
Beverly Hills, they're like... From what I just...
And then they had the reject. Wait, and then they had the reject. And I think Melinda will probably agree with me. They had the reject version, which was the one in Washington, D.C. That was awful.
Oh.
They had one season, and that was... They were done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like...
That was the one where they had busted, like, the gala or whatever. Like, yes. They went... Yeah.
They fucking got their way. Which, by the way, let's just talk about that real quickly, because that's going to segue into...
Oh, my God.
Into what... another thing of news. But, I can't believe that they got through security.
Right.
How?
They went
did
through
you...
like five checks.
It's called it's called that they sweet talked themselves through this. I don't understand how that even happened. But
it's
anyways,
probably because the cameras were there.
Probably. So anyway, this is just going to be crazy. And Atlanta is insane right now. Nene is she's been extra, and she's going to be on Dancing with the Stars, which is going to be amazing tomorrow as well. I mean, these dogs are going crazy. I mean, oh, you know what? I was going to say, yeah, move my.
Can you keep talking because I don't have any
info. Right. Anyway, so Atlanta, they're crazy right now, and Nene has been just behaving like a diva bitch. And I can't even deal with it. There's also we got dogs everywhere.
Oh, sorry.
Oh. She tried
so
to.
So we had to let the dogs in because they wouldn't stop whining. But from what I understand, Nene is like she thinks she's like super famous,
right.
And like she thinks she's something she's not.
Right.
Okay.
Why is she over here? Oh, poor little pupper.
She wants to pet you. Or she wants you to pet her.
Yeah, she loves me.
She does love you.
She loves me. Little Azelle that Ricky makes fun of. Which, by the way, Jules, literally, she was like, I'm going to get fired with all this laughing back here. She's like, you guys are stupid.
And then in Jules.
Did you hear that, Jules?
Oh, see, she has something to say.
Oh, she has. Look, she's crawling.
She's
up
right
his,
here. She's so cute.
I love her. She's my favorite. Did I say that out loud?
Oh, she can't hear you. It's okay.
No, I know, but she can.
Oh. So Nene's something she's not really.
Right.
She was on Glee, so she thinks she's something, right?
Right. Okay, get off me. Because she's the problem with Ivy. Sorry, I keep popping. The problem with Ivy is that she's very like. She likes to, she gets really excited very easily. So when she's on you, she just doesn't sit there. She
right.
like jumps and jumps and jumps, and she can't Stop. Really? She's like, bitch, you are not paying attention to me. Look at her. She's like looking at you like,
wow. Podcasting in a zoo.
Anyway.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys, where we talk about Mariah Carey, knitting, and the zoo.
And the zoo. Oh, Angel. I mean, just, it smells really good in here, by the way.
Thank you. I have candles going.
Did you fart?
Yep.
is that what comes out when you fart?
Uh-huh.
All right, moving along.
And smoke.
So, Beyonce and drinking watermelon. So, what does that
That's
mean?
That's a song, right?
Yes, it's from a song.
Right.
What do you think that means?
I would think drinking watermelon means, like, alcohol.
Yeah, no. That means swallowing.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yes. Jules told me the other day, she's like, so have you heard the song, blah, blah, blah? I can't remember what song it is. I think it's Partition, if I'm not mistaken. And I was like, no. And she's like, you haven't heard it? I'm like, well, like, I have the album, but I haven't actually,
like,
listen. Mm-hmm. And I haven't watched all the videos. And she's like, yeah, she's talking about drinking watermelon. And I was like, well, is she drinking like watermelon juice? And she's like, no.
How do they get swallowing from watermelon?
Because it's the, like, I guess the phrase that's in the song that it leads up to that. And she says something alluding. So instead of saying, I swallow, I drink watermelon juice. So gross. I was like,
well, dang. I know she has termed copyrighted trademark surfboard.
Oh, God, surfboard. So stupid. Oh, she, like, okay, so I just want to say that I love Beyonce. I think she is a great entertainer. Her singing when she's not moving around is like, I feel, and my girlfriend and I, Jules and I always talk about it. It's like, little butterflies are coming out of her mouth when she's singing and she's just standing there, mm-hmm. not doing anything. But when she gets a fucking yelling, it's like bricks. It's like, like bricks. Bricks are just coming. Like, what was the song that she sings?
Drunken Love is one that she screams.
Oh. It's like, God damn, girl, you're going to bust a vein. I mean, it's like, oh my God, there's flying bricks at me. Like, turn her off. So, I can't, like, she's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, this whole, like, she's the queen, blah, blah, blah.
No. We know who the queen is.
Mm-hmm. And her name is Janet Jackson.
Mariah Carey.
Anyway, so that's her. Madonna.
What's going on with Madonna?
So, there was a little bit of a discussion on Friday. Someone posted an article with that Michael Musto, don't kick your dog.
I didn't kick her. I got her attention.
He kicked the dog. Y'all. No, he didn't. I'm just kidding.
Lay down.
She's being very unruly.
Oh, she won't go up there because Izal's right here.
Go. Come on. Come on. Lay down.
Okay.
Now who's Queen Bee? Anyway, so he posted an article basically saying that, bitch, you need to quit acting like you are five.
Right.
Quit trying to pander your old ass to those, you know, tweens that you want to get mm-hmm. for your new music. Just act your age. So, of course, everyone's like, well, how does one act 50 or above 50? Like,
we know how people that are 50 years old should act.
Well, you know, here's the thing. There was this long discussion and queens were fucking
going crazy.
Oh my God, throwing daggers like crazy. Ah, his fat ass. He shouldn't be talking. Who are he talking about? He need to sit
down.
Who
was the person that said it?
Michael Musto?
I don't know who that is.
He's, oh my. I think I'm going to cry.
What's he a part of?
He is a famous journalist from New York. He's been covering the music scene for a very long time, since Madonna first started. And he was basically saying that she was...
Oh, I know him.
Yeah.
I know his face.
Right. I knew you would know his face, but... which I still can't forgive you over Urbritz. But anyway, he's really... He's a very... Like, he can be very critical about Madonna, but that's also because he's known her for so long. Anyway, so the queens are all throwing a fucking rage because they were like... Ah,
well, you don't mess with fucking Madonna.
But here's the thing. Right, La Cher. Well, you know, here's the thing. First of all, it's not necessary that she needs to act a certain way because she's mm-hmm. 55 or whatever. Or she's almost close to 60 because She's, I think, a year older than my mother, a year younger. You know, that's not the point. The point is that look at Tina Turner. Look at Cher, even for her.
Mm-hmm.
You have people like that, that still, even though they are of a certain age, they don't pander to, like, a younger crowd.
Tina Turner definitely doesn't.
No, hell no.
I think she has a new album coming out.
Does she really?
I almost died because I had read something on Twitter that she had a stroke and died. And I was like, oh.
Are you kidding me? She's like, her innards are like 70-year-olds.
Yeah. So it was
the vagina of a baby.
Well, she also lives in an awesome country. Like, right. You know, where people are like calm as shit.
Well, she also lives in Sweden or Switzerland. No, mm-hmm. She lives in Switzerland. And she renounced the American citizenship when she got her citizenship for Switzerland. Which I think was neither here nor there. It's a little bit, because you're kind of like, girl, you don't do that.
Right.
When the other side you're trying to take, they refuse your ass in about a couple years, you want to keep that in the back end. Mm-hmm. So
I think she could have been a dual citizen there.
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. But, you know, here's the point. The point is,
this lady right here is crazy. Like, I don't know what's going on with her.
She just wants attention, guys. That's all. Anyway, so, you know, I just think that there's a certain way for her to behave. It doesn't, you know, she can still make new music and still be, you know, fresh and cool. I think she was more her age. I think she was more age appropriate when she was doing, like, Ray of Light. Mm-hmm. Even Confessions on a Dance Floor. I still thought, you know, you're a certain age and you're still acting and behaving like a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But now this whole, like, let's pander to the, like, doing the cheerleading bullshit.
Yeah, and that was weird, right?
And she looks like the Joker.
And it looked like a Gap commercial. That video looked like a Gap commercial. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and that's, I think, the point that he was trying to make out. It's like, now you're no longer reinventing yourself. You're stagnant. Like, you're, mm-hmm. It's the same.
We know the formula. You need to do concerts with your old songs is what you need to do, and nothing new.
Right. I think that's the reason.
Unless it's a ballad.
Well, she's...
Because she could probably do that.
Well, that's the thing, is that apparently she's been... Sorry, for some reason, it's like... picking up all my pays. She's been rumored to be recording with Davichi.
I've heard that,
but it's also been rumored that she was going to do a slow album all ballads, mm-hmm. with Adele. I don't know if that means a duet.
That will ruin it.
I don't know if that means a duet, but
it should be just a duet, because I do not want to hear a whole album of Adele and Madonna singing together.
No. They never alluded to them singing together. It was just they were working together on an album.
So for Adele Madonna. So Adele could be writing her songs.
Correct. And, like, arranging her stuff and whatever. Because, you know, Adele, she's an awesome songwriter. So it's...
She's an awesome everything.
Of course. I don't know how she's going to do it now. I don't know how she's going to pull out that ugly cry for me when she's got a baby and her life is happy. Right. So
it won't work. So she's going to have either have to break up with somebody, or her baby is going to have to be taken away from her.
Well, oh God, that's awful.
Well, anyway, that would make a great album, right?
Yeah, well,
a loss of a child.
I would imagine. I mean, it would be for all of our listening pleasure.
Oh.
So anyway,
she could buy another baby.
So what do you guys think about the Madonna thing, or even, you know, the Beyonce, the Housewives are looking? Of course, you can tweet us and Facebook us and email us and call us and lick us, suck us, anytime.
You go to Pride 48, that might happen.
Oh, yeah. That might.
Okay. My daughter's special right now.
She's playing with her phone.
The hearing one.
it's the one I can actually hear. I love that. Okay, so let's go back to the news. Amazon raising their prices.
I was kind of pissed at first.
I was a little pissed. You know what? I was a little pissed. It's only $20 more. No, yeah, right? Like, yeah. $20 more. You know, I'm not so pissed about the whole thing, because, you know, they sent out a letter, an email. They gave us, they're giving us a year. So it's not that big of a deal. The problem for me that I find is I don't use it enough to justify $99 for the year.
Oh, I do.
I thought I did for the $79, and I still haven't. I think I order maybe, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 times.
You have to, like, be crazy. Like, you have to order, like, toilet paper, soap, excuse me, indigestion medication.
I just gave him a dirty look.
I buy enough from there
mm-hmm.
to definitely paid make for offer. It.
Yeah, well, that's how Baron Frosty. I love you, Baron. Well,
Baron first
makes apparently about, makes millions.
Yeah, because when in a posting, he was like, "Oh, I'm not balling out of control like Ricky Burton," and I'm like, "What are you talking about? You order what you ordered in a month on Amazon is more than I make in a month in a month for my job, and that's before taxes are taken out and after taxes."
I mean, really? He was like, "I ordered this, yeah. and this," and I'm like,
"Last month."
I was like,
"Girl."
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't go to stores, I guess.
And
he doesn't use a stove, he said. He said the only time he uses a stove to heat up water. That.
I know. What does he eat? Oh, is he like that?
Eat out all the time.
Is he like that Barbie model that just eats air
and water?
Anyway, so that was another thing. Again, my list is up if anybody wants to take a gander at it. Roger. Anyway, so let's go back to the Malaysian airline.
Where is it?
Said everyone except the fucking Malaysian CIA, government, and the aliens who took it.
So they still don't know, but like there's all kinds of things now that they think maybe it has landed and they're using it for something else.
Well, I read something this morning talking about that the government has, our government and the Malaysian government have officially said that it was hijacked. The problem is, I don't know, I'm sorry why it's picking up my peas, but the problem is,
yes,
I'm sorry, I'm just kind of reading. The problem is that
they don't know who.
They don't know who, they don't know where it went, but apparently it was pinging
mm-hmm.
4 hours after, and it was pinging from land. Like it landed. So that's why I'm like, this is really fucking weird. And then they were saying that it deliberately was turned off.
Mm-hmm.
So now that's even weirder. I swear to God, I think aliens took it off. Aliens abducted it.
Sorry.
She need to deal with her. Oh.
Bitch.
Well, look at her.
This is like why I like it when Tony is here while we're recording, because then I don't have to deal with my children.
That's okay. They're special. Well, really, just Ivy.
Yeah. we don't even know where that airplane is, and the people are saying that the people's cell phones are still ringing.
Well, that's stupid. That is just dumb because the cell phones are going to ring. Hello, it's ringing to a number.
Yeah, but
once
it turns off, it.
No, but it'll ring. It'll ring if you turn off your phone and I call you. It's going
to
ring.
You go straight to voicemail once it dies if it's turned off the phone.
I have never tried that. I thought it just kept ringing because the line is still open.
No, it goes straight to voicemail when your phone is turned off.
Interesting. So now they're saying that the investigators are suspect that the plane must have come down between a large area. And it looks like they're focusing somewhere.
On the Indian Ocean, right?
Yeah. It's just fucking weird.
Well, apparently they said that a plane disappeared in 2009 also. It was over, like, it was a French airline.
Right, it was coming from São Paulo or, like, Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah. And it just disappeared, and they didn't find it until 2 years later. Mm-hmm. And they were able to recover some of the bodies.
Well, yes, but you know how they found it was because it was sitting in the fucking bottom of the ocean,
mm-hmm.
like, hundreds of miles down in the bottom of the ocean, and they found most of it, most of the plane they found. But I mean, this is just crazy, you know. And I can't even begin to believe like how the families feel. Like they don't have any closure yet because they don't even know what the hell happened.
Right.
Like that's crazy. So anyway,
and it's also weird that like there may be some kind of government that's like, you know, they did something.
You know what? Jules and I were just discussing that. We were thinking about we think that they know where it's at, and they just can't. Admit
that
to it,
somebody fucked up
because they can't actually produce something. Mm-hmm. So I think they want to find something before they say, well, we actually knew where it was. We just couldn't find anything to really say, oh, it's here
mm-hmm.
until we did. Conspiracy theories really on foul weird. Monkeys, y'all.
Right.
All right. Let's move on.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first, girl.
So I have been watching this show on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I just watched two shows. I watched a movie called Pit Stop.
I've seen that movie.
I liked it.
It was okay.
It kind of reminded me of, like, heartache. You know, just like
the white guy was so cute. Oh, God, and he was 34.
Spanish guy was too.
I know.
The guy he went out with, like, oh, on God, the date or whatever.
Well, the guy he was actually dating and that he kicked out of the house, I was like, oh, he was not cute at all.
Oh, yeah. The Latino guy?
Yeah. Yes.
No.
But the daddy that he was at the hospital and the guy he actually ended up dating, hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But anyway, it was really good at portraying, like, heartache and how it feels to, like, break up with somebody. It's like that awkward moment where you don't want to do it. But you want to,
right.
And then they call, and then you're really upset, and you're about to say come back, and then you don't.
Right.
You know, because I've been there.
Right. Oh, Lord. I don't know what that's like. It's been like 12 years since I've dated anyone, so.
Well, no one ever forgets what heartache feels like, though.
Well, so. I broke up with my first boyfriend over a phone, so thank you very much.
Oh,
I
beat well. You. Why? Mm-hmm. What happened? Can you talk about it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, let's talk about it.
I can talk about it. my very first boyfriend, I was...
Names?
His name was Justin.
Oh, Justin.
Mm-hmm.
Justin?
This Justin.
Mm-hmm. This Justin. Justin Case.
Right. Justin Case. I have a friend on Facebook whose name is Justin Case. I'm not even lying. You can look him up on my friends.
Okay, I'm not interested.
Right. So we met before the interwebs were, it was like,
oh my God,
it was like starting. It was like
93 or something.
No, I started dating him in 2000. Girl, let's be clear.
Well, but it was like internet.
It was kind of like the Apple chat room, right. Apple AOL chat room,
IRC and stuff like that.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, so I met him. We started talking in like April of 2000. And then I finally like drove down there to New Jersey. He lived in Jersey.
So you drove over there.
Yes.
Not so much down.
Oh my God, shut up. Logistics here. Let's.
Oh my God, New Jersey.
Yes. I was so like, I, well, you know, you have to remember, like, this was my first boyfriend. So I was like, I was like, I liked him a lot. Liked his pictures. So I drove down there with no insurance on my car. gas was probably about $1.
Right.
The expensive one. And.
Oh my God, I totally remember saying, if gas prices go over $1, I'm not driving anymore. Right.
And you're still driving.
Right.
So anyway,
well, I take the bus a lot. The bus and train.
God, you're such a simple bitch. but you know what? Honestly, though, I like that about you. I appreciate that.
Well,
I will never
that
do
I'm
it.
Simple.
No. Yes.
That I'm a simple bitch.
Exactly. Anyway, so he worked at the Trump Marina, which mm-hmm. is a hotel. I don't know if it's still there, but it was a hotel at Atlantic City because he lived in Brigantine, which is the last city right before you get to, right after you pass Atlantic City. It's the last city by the mm-hmm. water. So I was like, oh my God, I really need to know. You know, I was like, I really like you. And he's like, oh, you know, I do too. And I was like, and I asked him, what do you think if I were to just like drive down there and show up? And he's like, oh my God. He was like, I'm so excited. He's like, but I'm kind of, she's going to bite him. She's going to bite her. Is that?
They're fine.
Okay. Oh, she, yeah. Anyway. He's like, oh my God, well, I would be a little embarrassed because my place is not clean because he kind of.
You have like 3 days to get it clean.
Right, right.
It takes 3 days to drive.
Right.
There.
Well, you know, and I was just kind of like, I was just kind of teasing him.
Do you live on your bridge?
No. So then, okay. So then I was like, okay. I was like, well, I'm just, you know, I wanted to know just in case I ever decided to drive down there. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh my God. He was like, if you did, I would be so excited. I was like, okay. So then I told my mother that I was going to Wisconsin. And she's like, oh, okay. I'm going.
Have you seen
like,
the movie Broke Down Palace?
Oh, totally.
Where they lie to their parents and say they're going to Hawaii.
Yeah, and then they end up in jail forever for the rest of their
life.
Yes. Well, Claire Danes does. Right. The other one.
Ugly Cry Girl. Best that Ugly
was,
Cry ever.
Yeah, that was a good movie. Anyway, so then, you know, I drive down there and it's the cutest thing ever because I told him that day that I was leaving. I was like, guess what? He's like, what? He's like, I'm going down there. He's like, what? He's like. I'm like, yeah, I was like, I really need to know if this is going to work out. And he's like, oh my God, I'm so excited, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, Lord. Oh, she's going to fall down.
the provider. It sounds like we're on the bed.
Right. We're wrestling. Oil wrestling.
Ew. That's a lot of oil.
Anyway, so then I get down there and he was at work when I arrived. Because I arrived there like, I think it took like 17 hours to get there. I drove through three states. It was, wow. I was really tired when I got there. Anyways, and so I get there and I'm like, the way it works is like Atlantic City has a lot of casinos. And of course his hotel had a casino. And so I parked in the parking lot. And it's not one of those where you like park and then you go down to the first lobby. Mm-hmm. It was one of those where you park in the parking lot and you have to go up to the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. So I, you know, parked in like the last floor, which was for employees, you know, took the elevator down, got up, and I'm going up the escalator. And then there's like a small level where there was like a little bar. And then you go up another escalator and then there was the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get there and I'm like really nervous. I'm like, oh my God, what if he doesn't like me? What if he's not cute? I'm like, oh my God, drive back that 17 hours. Oh. So I get up there and he's talking to a customer. And I see him as I'm like pulling up to the very top and I can see the elevator going over or the escalator going over. And I see him and I'm like, oh my God, he's so cute. And like I walk to the line and he hasn't looked up yet because he was like looking at the computer. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as he looked up, and he noticed me, like this.
He threw up.
That was mean. No, he had this huge grin on his face, like he was so happy to see me or whatever. That was it. We started dating. As soon as I got back, I got back to the city, interviewed with Chase, which was first Chicago at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Interviewed with them, got the job, and then I told them that I was leaving again for vacation. Like 2 days later. Mm-hmm. So like, okay, go get your ID, you know, and then once you come back, we'll do it. And then I was like, well, I'm also my birthday's coming up. So I'm going to have to be gone for that as well.
They're
like,
my okay, God. That's fine.
She is not fucking around. She is going to bite her. I mean, just unrolling.
So anyway, what happened?
So then I drove back. Started my job, went to training for my job, left again.
Roger. 17 hours?
Again. Then I flew out there. Like,
did he ever come here?
Yeah. This is like right when we first started dating. So I flew out there, had a friend come pick me up from the airport when I flew back. She dropped me off. I got inside, switched clothes out, picked up a friend of mine, and we drove back out to New Jersey.
Oh my God.
Within like
hours. Where'd you get the money?
Oh, I was rolling on like $10 an hour at the time.
Oh, balling out ball. Of control.
And oddly enough, I make a whole lot more now, and I am fucking broke as a joke. So I don't know how it works out. But, yeah. And we dated for...
So what happened?
We dated for almost a year. Every month, we would go out to visit each other. Mm-hmm. You know, I really loved him. It was the inevitable happened. He didn't want to move here. I didn't want to move to New York. And my reasoning for not moving. No, because he was going to move to New York.
Oh.
And after he was like. Once
Why would he move to New York?
Because he's from New York. He grew up. He was born in Midtown.
Queens.
No. He lived in Queens.
Brooklyn.
No, you know, I didn't want to move down there. And I told him, I was like, I don't want to move down there because I don't have any friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so if something were to happen to us, like, I would literally be alone. I don't have any friends. I'm like, at least if you come to Chicago, you have friends here.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, so it would be different. And he was like, I totally understand. I'm like, but, you know, at the same time, like, it would be different if you and I wanted to move somewhere together. And then I could do mm-hmm. that. Then I would really think about that. But, you know, at the end of the day, it would have never worked out if we moved in together. I don't think I was ready for that kind of relationship. And he had a mental breakdown when I broke up with him. Like, I'm not even lying. I'm not even playing.
Why didn't you do it over the phone?
Because we didn't see. Okay, let me tell you why I did it over the phone. Because I went out to visit him for Valentine's Day. We broke up the following March.
Mm-hmm.
I went out to visit him for Valentine's Day, and it was kind of one of those couples thing, and his best friend invited a mutual friend of theirs, and I was meeting the best friend for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
which by the way, we're still friends on Facebook, and he's awesome. He's a really nice guy. And we hit it off really well. And his other girlfriend also. This guy that he invited apparently liked Justin. And so he was flirting like you would not believe in front of me. Now, I'm generally not a jealous person because I'm like...
Well, you're Latino, so it's like in your blood. A you don't have bit. An option.
Right. Like, I won't say it out loud, but it's...
But your face shows it.
Exactly. Oh, it did it show
and
it.
And also when you take the razor blade out of your gum line.
Exactly. Like, it just starts...
Yeah, it's like it just
right there. It's ready.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's a little scary how did you get that up in there.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I was my his best friend was sitting in front of me at the end of the other end of the table, and Justin was sitting next to me. The guy was sitting next to Justin, and I'm sitting here going like, mind you, they shared a bottle of wine, mm-hmm. and all of us had like liquor, regular drinks, and I'm sitting there, and this entire thing is going down like they're like full on flirting. And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, really? It's fucking Valentine's
Day. Why don't
you
just give each other hand jobs while you're at it?
And his friend, Jacob, was like, I was like, you know what? I need to go to the washroom. Jacob goes, I need to go to the washroom. Roger, why don't you come with me? I need to go powder my nose. And I was like, but I don't have to go to the washroom. And he's like, no, I need you to come with me. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I went over there, and I was about to start to cry and lose it because mm-hmm. I was starting to get really angry. And he's like, dude, he's like, what is going on? I'm like, could you not see what is happening beside me? I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, he's being very rude. He's very disrespectful. He's like, nothing's going to happen. He's like, he loves you to death. And I'm like, well, he has a really funny way of showing it. And mm-hmm. he's like, don't say anything. He's like, just, you know, talk to him afterwards. He's like, I'm promising you right now. He really, really, really likes you.
And you went back to the table and they were making out.
No. Oh, okay. No. However, so I was like, okay, well, two can play at this fucking game. So I kind of gave him the cold shoulder for the rest of the evening because I was mm-hmm. really pissed. And then we started to go home. As we're walking home, we get on the train to get back to Hoboken because that's where his friend Jacob lived.
Hoboken.
And it's kind of funny. Jacob and I were talking on the train, and he was sitting like across from us, and he was drunk out of his gourd. Mm-hmm. And Jacob and I are like, that's what you get for drinking all that wine with your friend. So we get there, and he's like, we're walking, and he's like maybe 8 feet away from us in the back. And he's like, you guys, I'm so drunk. And me and Jacob are like, and I look at Jacob, I'm like, oh, my God, I have to fucking deal with this shit. And he's like, oh, he'll be fine. He's like, just, you know, he's like, you're going to have to take care of him because I'm not cleaning up his puke.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he puked everywhere.
And who cleaned it up?
Me.
Oh, yeah. No.
And then Jacob walked in, and he's like, oh, girl, that is love. That is love right there. And I'm like.
That would wait till the next morning when they were sober enough to clean it up themselves.
Oh, no. The story gets better. So then he decided, because we were only there for like one night. And so then the next day we were going back to Atlantic City, and we were going to have like a stay at a suite because, mm-hmm. you know, he knew people. So we're at the Trump Marina. We stayed at the Taj Mahal,
mm-hmm.
and we had like a presidential suite. This thing was ginormous. Mm-hmm. It's bigger than your apartment and your luxury.
Well,
than your West Wing.
Yeah. Thanks.
So anyway, it had a jacuzzi, it had a huge room, it had a dining room, it had a kitchen. It was like crazy. We got it for $100. Insane. So we get there, we're kind of like, there's a little tension, more so from my side.
But you're both just super horny and you have to get it on.
No. Oh, no, that, no, that is funny. You say that because we're in the hot tub and I apparently have a panic attack. So I had to get out.
In the hot tub?
Yeah, because I was drinking wine and I think I just got like way too hot.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, so I get out, we exchange gifts. He gives me like $100 Kenneth Cole watch. I give him a DVD from Tina Turner.
Oh, no.
Because we had set the price range at a very small like price range. You're like, oh, we don't want to get anything really big. And he's like, okay. And he like pulls out. And I just thought to myself, like, you're like.
That's like an asshole move.
And he's like, I love you. And he's like, you know, I love you. And that was the time. This was. 2 months after he had told me he had worshipped the ground I walked on,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of scared me a little bit because I don't need you to worship me. I just need you to like me.
Yeah, you do, and buy me shit.
Right. Well, you know, the buy me shit is fine, but So I felt really guilty, of course, and I'm like, that sucks. I'm like, I just got you like M&Ms and a fucking DVD. he's like, that's okay. He's like, I love you, and you know, he'll. So everything was fine, and then we're eating dinner, and I wanted to watch a movie, and I was like, do you want to watch a movie? And he was starting to get ready for, not get ready to go into bed, but just like get ready to, like, because he wanted to fool around. And I was like, well, okay, but I want to watch a movie before we go lay in bed. And he's like,
I want to go watch a movie before we make a movie.
Right.
That's what you said.
Before we bang. Which, oddly enough, never had big boy sex. Never.
You never had big boy sex?
No, not with him.
Oh.
So I was still a virgin. A virgin. Anyway.
Virgin.
So then, we got into an argument because I wanted to watch a specific movie. He didn't want to watch it. And then he went in bed. And then I got, you know, he was like, well, I'm like, well, go piss off and go to the bed. I was like, because I'm not going to deal with this right now. I'm like, we're having a good time and you're ruining it by getting upset and being pissy because you're not getting your way. And so he did. He went in bed and then he started falling asleep. And of course, I crawled up in and I was like, why are you mad? And then he's like,
I don't want to watch that movie.
Yeah. He's like, why are you mad? He's like, no, I'm just really tired. I'm like, no, you're upset. And he's like, no, I'm fine. And so, of course, you know, I started kissing him and, you know, whatever. And then we ended up waking up the next morning and just shit was weird. He drove me to the airport, like, not that afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, when I would go visit him, he would get out of the car. He would walk me because at that time we could walk to the actual.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, and wait with the and person? Wait,
yes, until I was able to be like
9/11.
Which came
a
couple months afterwards. Yeah. Anyway, so. Because this is already February 2001, and he's like, he doesn't get out of the car, and I'm like, oh, okay, so I was like, you're not getting out of the car to say goodbye to me? He's like, oh, I forgot. Oh my god, I was like, I'm your fucking boyfriend, like, are you kidding me? I don't want to leave this like this. So he got out, and I was like, I don't want you to be upset while I leave. I was like, you know, I don't know why you are upset. This is after we had gone to, like, the Mall of Prussia, and... got, you know, he drove me to the, I think the Philadelphia airport. And I said, you know, I really don't want you to be upset. I'm like, I hope that we're okay. And he's like, no, we're fine. I was like, I don't think so. I was like, but you know what? Yeah, that's fine. If you don't want to say goodbye to me, like, properly, that's fine. And he's like, you know, he's like, I'm just really tired. You know, it's been a long weekend. And I was like, okay, bye. And he was like, am I not going to get a kiss? Oh.
Oh, now you want to kiss.
Now you want to kiss. I was like, so I kind of, you know, I mustered up enough energy to, and it was like, so I gave him a kiss and I got on the plane and a month later we broke up. Because he would not, like, he was starting to get really sketchy with the picking up the phone and, like, calling me back. And then finally I got a hold of him and said, what the fuck is going on? Because we would, how sad we were. We would watch Will and Grace together.
Oh, over the phone. No. So, that's gross.
I know. It was very cute. So the
worst.
The Wednesday, I think it was on or whatever, we would watch Will and Grace together on the phone. And I called him and he's like, what's up?
Oh, my God. Wasn't there like long distance then? Like long distance charges?
Yeah. I would go to the ghetto corner store and get one of those like 10 long distance dollar cards and talk on him on the phone with him like that. It's kind of fan. But anyway, so Tim was like, what the fuck is up? I'm like, I feel like you're really distant. I'm like, and we haven't really talked after I came back. I was like, what is going on? And he's like, well, you know, it's like, I've been really thinking about stuff lately.
Oh,
really?
Without you.
Oh, okay. And he's like, I've been hanging out with one of my friends. Oh, really? What friend are you talking about?
The one from Valentine's Day.
And he started naming off some guy, and I was like, oh. I was like, did I meet him? He's like, no. I was like, interesting. Okay.
Interesting.
Needless to say, I broke up with him, and as soon as I got off the phone, I lost it. I cried so hard. And then, of course, 9/11 happened a couple months later.
Mm-hmm.
I wished I did it. I had a very evil thought. I wished that he was one of the people that was in that building, because he was on his way to an interview. In one of those buildings. And so I was so upset with the way he treated me. I was like, oh, I hope.
That's mean.
Very mean.
That's awful.
I panicked when I could not get a hold of him for days. Yeah, it was awful.
Even after you broke up with him?
Yeah. Well, because he literally had a breakdown. He was kind of, he was taken to the hospital for it, for what happened between him and I. And so I was like,
"Yo, dick must be good."
It's a little bit like gold. It's a little golden. No. people be getting dickmatized.
Well, not for 12 years.
Yeah, apparently. Clearly. Oh, shut up. Anyway, dickmatized. The gold I'd be spewing is just,
ew, you know, stop it.
The autographs I'd be giving. No. So anyway, needless to say, we talked afterwards, and you know, he was just like, he's like, with you and I breaking up, he's like, and the way I had felt about you and then stuff going on with the job, he's like, I just couldn't take it. He's like, and I broke down. He's like, I had a mental breakdown. He's like, and I just needed time to heal from us breaking up. And I'm like, okay, you had me literally worried for like 7 months or like 6-7 months that we weren't talking and all, you know, like nothing, not a word, not even an email. And I'm like, and I was so angry with you. I was like, but I'm happy to know that nothing happened to you at, you know, on 9/11. I was like really, really happy. And I visited mm-hmm. him afterwards, and we've been friends ever since. He's happily dating somebody. And
is he on your Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't wait to look it up.
Yeah, he's not as cute as he was.
I'm going to cause drama. We have a phone call.
Oh, yay.
You want to listen to a phone call?
Sure. Well, we need to get to a few stuff before we go.
Okay. We've already done this. So let's go.
We're going to go a little over today, I think. I'm being really catty. Chatty, what? Chatty Cathy. Yes.
Hey, Roger and Ricky. It's Melinda.
Hi.
I'm just calling because I had a few questions for Roger about the housewives. I want to know who's your favorite housewife and which is your favorite housewife city, of course. And then you have to give us a tagline. We need that. Like what your tagline as a Foul Monkey housewife is. And I have a little period story for you. And I know being straight guys, you, or gay guys, you don't have a lot of period stories, so I'm going to fill in that gap a little bit. And cut to early one morning, me getting up and can get a little gross, pulling the tampon out, only to realize there's another string in there. Which means there's another tampon in there.
Oh my gosh, you double tamponed.
Two tampons in my vagina. Okay, so embarrassing, weird. And a little
your
sad.
Vagina's big.
So I go down and, you know, talk to my husband about whatever. And I'm like, you know, because this is what, you know, married women talk about to their husbands at breakfast. I had two tampons and didn't realize that I had one in there and just shoved another one in there. And he's like, his comment is, wow, it's like your own personal storage unit. So I'm giving up my purse. I don't need it. I'm just going to shove everything in my vagina. It's going to be a little disgusting when I have to pay for stuff. Maybe a little graphic, but who needs a purse? My keys, too, because I'm always losing them, so they're going up there, too. But nice little cheery story. Hope you guys are having fun. Roger, I hope you're liking doing the show. You're awesome. Keep it up. And talk to you soon. Bye.
I love her, and I love that story. And I will send you a gift that you'll have to send to her because it's completely funny. That's awesome. So what's my favorite city? Oh, that's kind of hard.
It's Beverly Hills or Atlanta, right?
I mean, it's one of those two. So I will have to tell you that it kind of is a tie between those two cities because there's a lot of things I like about one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can identify a little bit more with Atlanta because they're brown people. So all the ghetto shit they do, it's like, my family member did that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the luxury and all that of like Beverly Hills, I can identify with that as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because
bitches
luxurious.
Yeah.
As I'm wearing like an cute Old Navy shirt.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He is so judgy. He gave me those judgy eyes.
And then what's your tagline?
My tagline would be
bitch, I'm luxurious.
I had one before. It was something along the lines of like, I'm not here to make friends, I'm here to make money.
Oh.
That was one
of
them.
Do they all have taglines?
All of them.
All of them. What's Nene's?
When one door opens, when one door closes, another one opens. It's like her tagline.
Oh, is it the taglines that they do in the beginning of the show?
Yeah, like when it first opens. So it's like you hear the taglines as it's opening. Okay. I think my foul monkey ones would be, if you don't have anything nice to say, come sit by me.
That was used in Steel and Magnolias.
No, I don't know. It's kind of hard. I'll think about it.
You're lame.
I'll think of a good one. Melissa, Miranda, Melinda. Mm-hmm. Right. And then I'll tell you next time.
You ready for the next call?
Yeah.
No shit. Well, hello, Ricky. Hello, Roger. Is that how you say it? Anyway. Hello, Roger, new co-host to the Soul Monkeys. I'm loving every bit of it. You guys make me laugh the entire episode. I'm going to have several of the jokes and bits you have running through my mind throughout the day. Anyway, a little confusion with your voicemail, but everything's fine now. I hope you guys are doing well and having a good week. Hopefully it starts to thaw the polar express, polar vortex, polar what the fuck, up in the north where you're at. All right, I can't think of anything else to talk about just yet. Other than, I love Lupita, Michael Fassbender, and Michael Fassbender's cock. That's it. Love you guys. Bye.
Kyle, you're yummy.
Kyle in Hawaii is like the cutest boy ever.
He's very cute. Too bad you're so fucking far away.
Right.
And I've never been to Hawaii.
Maybe he'll come to Pride 48.
Maybe. Is he single? Are you single?
I don't know if he's single. I don't think so.
Look him up. See, maybe he has a relationship status. We're totally checking you out. You're cute. You're real cute.
Oh, God.
What happened to Luke Miller? He never responded.
Luke Miller doesn't respond to anybody.
Oh, she's a bitch. Well, she's a cute bitch.
But it does not. It's complicated.
Oh. All
right, we got another one. One more, and then we got to go. We got to go.
We don't have to go.
We got to go.
We still have to get to your sickness. Oh, you talked about that.
Hey, boys. It's Kyle Hawaii. Just remembered what I was going to call about looking. Ricky, you need to watch it. There's only a few episodes. They're not long enough. But they're so realistic, so well done.
I wouldn't go that far.
Richie is my favorite character by far ever.
Oh, my God. Totally.
And there's a scene with Richie and Patrick that Roger probably knows where I'm headed and what I'm thinking, but oh my God, it's so sexy. And all of the characters are realistic, even if they are at times very unlikable. And there's a ginger bear. Not that that matters, Ricky, to you at all. You're not a ginger bear. Although people come. Yeah, so looking amazing show. I'm also looking forward to Open, which is Ryan Murphy's latest series that he's releasing. I don't know when that's coming out, but that ought to be interesting.
Oh, he's talking about Open Heart.
Yay, looking, got a second season. And we get to see Russell Tovey do some sexy things in Looking. I don't want to put any spoilers out there.
Yeah,
for anybody,
that's
what
fuck Patrick. But his boss. You can see his ass.
Season finale was phenomenal. That's it. Alright.
Kyle, I love
you.
Alright, so I need to watch it, but who's the guy that he was talking about? Tovey?
Richie? Richie is the Latino guy. He's a Mexican.
Uh-huh.
He's my people. Tovey is the guy from he's from England, mm-hmm. and he's got really big ears, and he's just very cute. I'll show you a picture of him. But anyways, Kyle, I totally agree with you. That was kind of sexy. I love Richie, not only because he is sexy as hell, but because he's Latino and he's representing.
Representing what?
Anyway.
Is this show based in the United States or in England or what? Where is it based out of?
San Francisco, honey.
Oh.
Get
never
the
been there.
Program.
Not interested.
I do not like Augie. And when you see the show, if you do get a chance to see the show, he's an asshole.
Where's Augie from?
He's Cuban.
Oh, hi, Augie.
He's a Cubano. He a Cubano. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello. Real quickly, do you want to talk about anything else? Because you are like trying to rush us here. Well, I don't know what your problem is.
Well, because we're an hour.
We're going to be recording
another hour later this week on the live show on Pride48.com at 8.
Calm your tits. Calm your tits.
We talked about everything that's on the thing.
Well, we didn't talk about Jules Black Shark.
Okay.
Real quickly.
I don't even know what this means.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you. And then we didn't talk about St. Patrick's Day ignorance that you put up there.
Oh, that can talk about that on Wednesday.
Okay, so real quickly, Jules Black Shark. So Jules is laying in bed, really like nicely sleeping. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And her husband decides to get high as a kite and drink. So it's about maybe 12 o'clock at night, I think, if I remember correctly. And he goes in there and he says, and he like leans into her and says, "The big black shark is here." Mind you, he's like drunk.
Is he black?
Yeah, they're black.
Okay. Oh, and okay.
And he goes, "The big black shark is here." And of course, like Jules is like, she's sleeping, so she's kind of in and out of it. Like, and she's like, "What are you? What?" And so she woke up in the next day, like. She woke up the next day. She was like, "Did you?" I was like, "Did you tell me there was a big black shark?" And with a straight face, he said, "I sure did." She tells me the story. I'm dying because I know what exactly she's referring to. She's like, "I'm like, what are you?" I was like, "Did you guys? Did he poke you? Did he poke you? No." She's what? Like, "No, I was trying to sleep." And she was like,
"You never say no to a black guy."
No, no. Well, you know, that's her husband. She has it all the time. Yeah. And I was like,
"Girl, let me tell you, you better be doing it or somebody else will." Hey, black shark.
Hey, black sharky, sharky. Oh, she like his balls hang down to the floor.
Oh,
she tells me. And so every time every time she comes by, I'm like, bloop. I was like, "So how's your husband's third kick? How's his kickstand?"
His balls or his penis?
Well, his balls are long.
Okay.
Right. They're like big. They hang. He like can't
Does he come a lot? Jules, does he come a lot?
Yeah. Hopefully we can ask her on Wednesday. Yeah. With cousin.
That would be awesome.
And she's not shy at all.
Good.
So another thing about Jules,
get ready for your period story. Right. We need to hear your period story, Jules. I don't
think she's ever told me one. I'll ask her tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but she's got really large boobs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, they're like triple D's. I mean, huge. Oh. She's going to get breast reduction
because
they hurt her back. But anyways, I always tell her about, I'm like, "Girl, you're fucking," I'll go in and hug her, and it's like I'm hugging her boobs first before I actually get to her. So she tells me all these crazy stories about her and her husband. So I was like, "Why didn't you do it?" And she's like, "Well, I was asleep." She's like, "I wouldn't have nothing to do with
it." You could do it asleep.
I don't know. Wake up and be raped and be like, "Oh."
Some people are into that.
No, I told her. She's like, "I'm like, we were talking about something. I can't remember what we were talking about, rape or something." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Oh, only. I mean, I wish." She goes, "That's not something that you would have like." No, kind of.
I've seen the porns.
I want like the porn rate, not the actual rate. The one where like, no, Mr. Officer, please don't do that.
Oh no!
Oh no!
I'm such a bad boy for wearing these short shorts
or jaywalking. Yeah, no. I want that kind of rape, not like the real kind of way. And she's like, "You're awful."
Like, not seriously. Like Tori Amos, like, write a song about it. Rain, rape. We don't want that.
No, I mean, I would like to write a song about it. But no, not that. Not violent kind of rape.
Mm-hmm.
Although that could be kind
of. That's all rape, pretty much, right? Unless you ask for it.
Right. You can't rape the willing.
Right. That's true. All right, so you ready?
I guess he wants to end the show, y'all.
Give us a call. 863-666-0377.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Twitter us at foulmonkeys.
Yes, we had some Twitters. We'll talk about them on Wednesday.
So do you want to?
Yeah, no. Because we didn't get to them. There were some good ones.
There were a lot of them, actually, that were really good, because we have about from last week.
Thank you to Kyle for calling us, and thank you for Melissa Marissa Miranda.
Melissa Marissa
Miranda. I want to say thank you, because she did, I tweeted, I said, I need to buy more Crocs. And I'm like, yeah, I said it. And she's like,
oh. I'm so judging you for that.
She's like, baby needs new shoes. She's like, don't get Crocs. I'm gonna send you some.
And aww.
That's right.
Oh my god. Are those Crocs?
No.
Crocs has some shoes like that. They're so nice.
Sanooks. They're all recyclable.
She's becoming a hippie.
Becoming? What?
Oh, gross. Oh yeah, she takes a bus and a train.
Some Thank things you. You do to your own body just to save the earth.
Earth. Thank you, right. Melissa Miranda, for all the comments. You are such a sweetheart.
Oh my god, I can't wait for you to meet her in Pride 48.
That's gonna be so much fun. Foul Monkeys, facebook.com mm-hmm. /foulmonkeys. Mm-hmm. And then that's it
y'all.
Episode 530.
Oh, and Melinda, this is the microphone that you got me. I finally fixed the bands on it, so I can actually use it again.
Yeah, he's got it up in there with some headband gear.
Hair bands.
Yeah.
About 50 of them.
That's actually pretty clever. I mean, it's the same deal.
Yeah, they work. And the bands were like $5 each.
They work.
So, whatevs.
Whatevs.
You're going to have to fix that one, though, right there.
Oh, did it come out?
I think so, but I think you're stressing it. Yeah?
Got it.
Better. All right, y'all. This is Ricky.
No.
Oh.
And Roger?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you wanted to do?
Oh, you fucked it up.
Let's try it again. You ready?
Okay. This is Ricky.
This is Roger.
Talk to y'all later, guys.
Bye.
Bye.